Water is the one resource you cannot go without for long. You can stretch food for weeks, but the human body starts to fail after just a few days without water. That fact makes water storage one of the most important tasks a self-reliant household can take on. Of all the water skills a prepper can learn, storage is the one that rewards planning ahead and punishes procrastination the hardest. When the tap runs dry, there is no time to build a reserve. The water is either already there, or it is not. This is what makes stored water the single most reliable water asset most households can own. Unlike a filter that needs a source, or a pump that needs power, a jug of clean water sitting in your closet needs nothing at all in the moment. You just open it and drink. No electricity. No source. No skill required when the pressure is on. This article is meant to be your definitive reference for building and maintaining a home water supply that will actually be there, and still be drinkable, when you need it. We will walk through four core questions in order: how much water to store, what to store it in, how to keep it drinkable, and how to maintain it over time. Storage stays in its own lane here. It is about holding a reserve. But it connects naturally to two sibling topics on the main water hub. Water must start out safe before it goes into storage, which is where purification comes in, and a reserve is only useful if you can refill it, which is where collection comes in. Together, these pieces form a complete, self-reliant water plan. Let us start with the number that matters most: how much water to store. The first step in building a reserve is setting a real target. Without a number, storage becomes a vague feeling that you have some water put away. That feeling will not help you when the tap stops. A concrete goal turns a good intention into a plan you can actually complete and track. The per person, per day baseline. The widely accepted starting figure is 1 gallon of water per person per day. This breaks down into roughly half a gallon for drinking and half a gallon for everything else, such as cooking, brushing teeth, and basic cleaning. That 1 gallon figure is a survival minimum, not a comfort number. It keeps a person alive and functional, but it does not leave much room for real hygiene or laundry. For a more realistic quality of life, plan closer to 2 gallons per person per day when you can. This gives you room for proper hand washing, food prep, dishes, and sanitation. Keep drinking water and total household use separate in your mind, because in a real emergency you protect the drinking supply first and cut back on everything else. The three storage tiers. Rather than trying to reach a huge goal all at once, pick an entry point and build up through three tiers. Short-term minimum, 3 days, this is the classic starting point and the least you should aim for. At 1 gallon per person per day, a family of four needs 12 gallons. This tier covers most short outages and gives you a base to build on quickly and cheaply. 2-week horizon, 14 days, this is the more serious target and where committed households should aim. A family of four at 1 gallon per day needs 56 gallons. At 2 gallons per day for real comfort, that jumps to 112 gallons. 2 weeks covers most regional disruptions and buys you time to arrange other sources. Long-haul reserve, 30 days or more, this is the goal dedicated preppers build toward over time. A family of four planning for a full month at 1 gallon per day needs 120 gallons, and much more if aiming for comfort. This tier usually means barrels or tanks rather than small bottles. Adjusting for your household. The baseline numbers are just a starting point. Real households need to adjust for their own situation. Climate, hot, dry regions increase water needs sharply. In extreme heat, a person may need well over a gallon of drinking water alone. Add a buffer if you live somewhere warm. Children and babies. Children drink less than adults, but babies who need formula require extra clean water. Never shortchange this. Pets, dogs and cats need water too. A rough guide is 1 ounce of water per pound of body weight per day. A 50-pound dog needs about half a gallon daily. Medical needs: anyone who is sick, pregnant, nursing, or recovering from injury needs more. Certain medical conditions and equipment also raise the total. Doing the math for yourself. Here is a simple example. Say you have 2 adults, 1 child, and a medium dog, and you want to reach the 2-week horizon at 1 gallon per person per day. 3 people times 14 days equals 42 gallons. Add roughly 7 gallons for the dog over 2 weeks. That brings your target to about 49 gallons for 2 weeks. Round up to 55 gallons and you have a clean, achievable goal that happens to match 1 standard barrel. Write your number down and treat it as the target you are working toward. What to store water in? Once you know your target, you need somewhere to put the water. The container matters just as much as the water inside it. A poor choice can quietly ruin an otherwise good reserve. The right vessel depends on your space, budget, and how much you want to store. Here is a survey of your options, organized from small to large. small containers and commercial bottled water. Commercial bottled water is the easiest entry point. It comes pre-sealed, treated, and dated. Cost is moderate and it is highly portable, which makes it great for grab-and-go bags and short-term needs. The downside is that it takes up a lot of space for the volume it holds, and the thin plastic is not built for long-term storage. Food-grade jugs and jerry cans in the 1-7 gallon range are affordable and portable. Purpose-built water containers, often blue, are designed with proper seals and handles. They are ideal for renters in small spaces because you can tuck them into closets and under beds. 5-7 gallon stackable containers hit a sweet spot between capacity and portability. A full 7-gallon container weighs close to 60 pounds, which is about the limit most people can carry comfortably. Barrels, tanks, and cisterns. 55-gallon barrels are the backbone of serious home storage. One barrel roughly matches a 2-week supply for a small household. They are affordable per gallon and built for long-term use. The trade-off is weight. A full barrel weighs over 400 pounds and cannot be moved once filled, so you need a hand pump to draw water out in a permanent spot to keep it. Large tanks in the 100 to 500 gallon range serve households aiming for long-haul reserves. They cost more upfront but bring the price per gallon way down. These need dedicated space such as a garage, basement, or shed. Cisterns are the top tier, holding hundreds or even thousands of gallons. These are major installations, often buried or built into a home system, and they cross into water collection territory since they are usually paired with rainwater capture. DIY versus purpose-built. You can save money with do-it-yourself approaches, but be honest about the trade-offs. A clean, food-grade drum sourced from a trusted supplier can work as well as a store-bought one for far less. But cutting corners on the source of a used container is a real risk. Purpose-built products cost more, but they come with proper seals, spigots, and a guarantee that the material is safe for drinking water. For most casual preppers, a mix works well: a few purpose-built small containers plus one or two carefully sourced barrels. What makes a container safe? Not all plastic is created equal. Keep these rules in mind: food-grade material only, look for a food-grade rating, often marked with a cup and fork symbol or resin codes 1, 2, or 4. These are made to hold consumables safely. Consider BPA. Many quality water containers are now labeled BPA-free. This reduces worry about chemicals leaching into your supply over long periods. Opaque construction. Solid, non-clear containers block light, which slows the growth of algae. This is why quality storage barrels are usually dark blue. Proper seals. Tight, gasketed lids and caps keep out air, pests, and contamination. What to avoid? Some containers quietly make stored water unsafe, and this is where accidents happen. Never reuse milk jugs. Milk proteins and sugars cling to the plastic no matter how well you rinse, and they feed bacteria. Avoid any container that once held non-food substances like detergent, fuel, or chemicals, since traces remain even after washing. Skip thin, cheap plastics that break down and leach over time. When in doubt, choose a container clearly made for drinking water. The vessel is only half the job. Next, we cover how to keep the water inside it drinkable. How to keep stored water drinkable. A perfect container filled with unsafe water is still an unsafe reserve. Keeping stored water drinkable comes down to three things: starting with safe water, sealing it against contamination, and storing it in the right place. Get these right and your reserve can last for years. Start with safe water. The golden rule is that stored water must be safe before it goes into the container. Storage does not clean water. It only holds what you put in. If your water comes from a treated municipal tap, it is already disinfected and generally safe to store as is. City water usually contains a small amount of chlorine that helps keep it fresh in the container. In most cases, you can fill clean containers straight from the tap. If your water comes from an untreated source such as a well, spring, or collected rain, you need to treat it before storage. A common method is adding a small, measured amount of unscented household bleach, but the exact steps and safer alternatives belong to the purification pillar. For deeper guidance on making water safe, see the purification section of the Water Hub. The point for storage is simple: only put safe water in, so you can trust it later. Seal against contamination. Once your container is filled with safe water, keep the outside world out. Fill containers to the top to reduce trapped air, then close them with tight, gasketed lids. Make sure seals are clean and undamaged before you close up. A good seal keeps out dust, insects, rodents, and airborne contaminants that can turn a clean reserve bad. Check that spigots and bungs on barrels are snug too, since these are common leak and entry points. Light, heat, and placement. Where you store water has a big effect on how long it stays good. Three factors matter most. Light feeds algae growth. Even safe water can turn green if sunlight reaches it. Store containers in the dark or use opaque containers that block light entirely. Heat speeds up chemical breakdown in plastic and encourages bacterial growth. Warm water also loses its protective chlorine faster. Aim for a cool, stable location. Placement affects both safety and flavor. Do not store water containers directly on concrete floors. Concrete can transfer chemicals and temperature swings into the plastic over time. Set containers on a wood pallet, plywood, or a shelf instead. Keep them away from stored fuel, pesticides, and cleaning products, because plastic can absorb strong odors and fumes. Do's and don'ts. Do store water in a cool, dark, dry place with a stable temperature. Do keep containers off the bare floor and out of direct sunlight. Do label every container with its fill date. Don't store water near gasoline, chemicals, or strong-smelling products. Don't leave air gaps or loose lids that invite contamination. Don't assume storage will fix water that was not safe to begin with. Do these things and your reserve will still be drinkable when you reach for it. But no reserve is set and forget. The final piece is ongoing maintenance. How to maintain your water reserve. A water reserve is not a one-time project. It is an ongoing discipline. Water that sits forgotten in a corner can slowly go bad, and the day you need it is the worst possible time to discover it. Maintenance is what separates a reserve you can trust from a false sense of security. Realistic shelf life. Different storage types last for different lengths of time. Set your expectations honestly. Commercial bottled water, the printed date is usually a best by date for taste, not a hard expiration. Stored cool and dark, it stays safe well beyond that date, but the thin plastic degrades over time, so rotating every 1 to 2 years is wise. Home-filled containers from tap water, properly filled and sealed, these are generally good for about 6 months to a year before rotating, since the protective chlorine fades over time. Treated long-term storage, water in a proper barrel or tank, filled with safe water and kept in ideal conditions, can last several years. Many people still refresh it every 1 to 2 years for peace of mind. Rotation schedules and tracking. Rotation means using and replacing your water before it gets too old. The simplest system is to label every container with the date you filled it using a permanent marker or a piece of tape. Then set a recurring reminder on a schedule that matches the container type. A practical routine looks like this: check your reserve twice a year, perhaps when the clocks change in spring and fall. Rotate home-filled small containers at that time by pouring the old water onto plants or using it for cleaning, then refilling with fresh safe water. Barrels and tanks can be checked at the same time and refreshed on their longer schedule. Keeping a simple written log or a note on your phone of fill dates removes all the guesswork. Warning signs: water has turned. Even with good habits, always inspect before you drink from a long-stored container. Trust your senses. Odor, a musty, sour, or off smell means something has grown or gotten in. Cloudiness, clear water that has turned cloudy or milky is a red flag. Algae, green tint or slimy film means light reached the water. This is common in clear containers left in the light. Visible contamination, floating particles, sediment, or a slippery container interior are all warning signs. If you see any of these, do not drink the water. In many cases, the water can still be recovered by running it through proper purification, which the purification pillar covers in detail. But for a maintained reserve, the better move is usually to discard it, clean the container thoroughly, and refill with fresh safe water. A reserve is only as good as your refill. Maintenance leads to one final truth. Even the largest reserve is finite. Every gallon you drink is 1 gallon closer to empty. This is the natural handoff to the collection pillar. Storage buys you time, but the ability to refill your containers from rainwater, wells, or other sources is what turns a temporary reserve into a lasting supply. The two work together. Storage gives you a calm cushion in the moment, and collection lets you rebuild that cushion over the long haul. For the full picture, return to the main water hub, where storage, purification, and collection come together as one complete, self-reliant water plan. Conclusion: water storage is the rare task that fully rewards the person who plans ahead. When the tap stops, the calm household is the one that already has clean water waiting, needing no power, no source, and no last-minute effort. Start with a real number, choose safe containers, fill them with water that is already safe, store them cool and dark, and rotate on a schedule you can keep. Then connect storage to its partners. Purification keeps your supply safe, and collection keeps it from running out. Do not wait for a reason to build your reserve. The best time to store water is now, while the tap still runs and the choice is still yours to make calmly.